Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025 at 4 p.m. If you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would please remain standing in lieu of the invocation, I'm going to ask for a moment of silence. Over the weekend, we lost one of our beloved community members. Dr. Schlapp was our administrating vet for 31 years. He passed away over the weekend. We're going to be doing a lot more to honor him going forward. So if you would join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. We got a roll call, please.
Mr. Backman. Mr. DeBolt.
Here.
Ms. Flowers. Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Mr. Kokel.
Here.
Mr. Peterson.
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Here.
Ms. Shanley.
Here.
Mr. Wormley.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, I'd like to ask for approval of the agenda with a couple changes. I'm going to move special recognition down to Chairman's Report. Taylor Cosgrove from Animal Control wanted to come and speak a little bit about Dr. Schlapp, so I'm going to move that down to Chairman's Report. We're going to pull letter B out of consent and put it in new business, and letters C and D into finance under standing committee reports. If I could have a motion with those changes or any others that people...
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. We will move forward, and I will see if I can follow my notes from what I just said. Next will be public comment. If you're here public and like to speak to the board, please come forward. You'll have 5 minutes. Papers are covering it. There we go.
Okay. Great. Hi, my name's Nina Swistera. I've been here a couple times to speak about the ordinance that was tabled a few weeks ago. Back in May, almost 7 months ago, my home was hit by two stray bullets coming from an unincorporated property. Since then, the trajectory has confirmed that it came from the property at 7344 Route 47 in Yorkville. My family has been living in fear because the residents at the property are still allowed to shoot and still are shooting guns blindly into the woods behind their property, which they do not even currently own. To refresh your memory, one bullet was shot right next to my front door, about 5 feet up, and the other one was shot about 7 feet up into my garage. We've heard gunshots multiple times since the incident, and the response from law enforcement has been completely unacceptable. Since then, the residents, guests of the home accused of shooting my home, have lawyered up and not been cooperative with police investigations, prolonging the police report. The state's attorney declined to press charges, even though they know the two people with the gun that matches the bullet found in my garage. They were present at the home the day of the shooting. Why the guns weren't taken that night, we don't know. Yet they legally can and still are shooting on their property into a property that is not legally theirs. My neighbor Alina has purchased the property and has called the police multiple times to ask them to stop shooting into their property. They do not have a legal burn. They don't have anything stopping these bullets. They're just shooting into the woods that they don't own. Officer Brian Hale has come to the property and said there's nothing they can do, even though clearly it does not make sense. I would love for someone to come and explain to me how it is legal for a resident to continue to shoot on his property into a property that he doesn't even own when the owners of the property do not want this happening. Kendall County has done absolutely nothing to press charges on the people who almost killed my family or hold anyone accountable because I don't believe they even want this ordinance passed. This board tabling the ordinance also seems to be doing the same. All the work has been done. Myself and other community members have voiced our concerns and shown data. This was also brought up 6 years ago when a home was shot twice from another incorporated property, and still nothing has happened. My neighborhood has been here for over 20 years, back when the population was only at 6,000 residents. It's now grown almost four times that size, and the problem is bigger than ever, having eight homes shot in the last 7 years in this small little country town. If you vote no on this or table it again, you are directly talking to all the residents who live in the populated residential neighborhoods, telling them you don't care about their lives or their quality of living. You're telling them you don't care, they can't enjoy a nice day out on their decks without hearing blasting gunshots 50 yards from them. People who most likely voted you into this position. And if this happens to another family, or if someone does get injured or killed, you will be the ones that we're blaming for this. And you can live with knowing that you could have done something to protect us against the residents who think it's appropriate to shoot guns 50 yards from a huge populated neighborhood into a wooded area where they know that they've already hit a home twice. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? You have 5 minutes if you come forward. Seeing none, I will move to consent agenda. I will now read the consent agenda, at which time I'll need a motion. If any items need to be removed, please let me know. Letter A, claims not to exceed $2,334,470.05 from November 30th, 2025. And letter E, Kendall County asset policy as seen on page 22. Is there a DeBolt? Is there a second? Gangler, roll call on the consent agenda letter A and E.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Under new business, I have, I'll ask for a motion and then I will explain and then we can have discussion. Can I get a motion for ordinance approving the Kendall County fiscal year 25-26 budget appropriations? Gangler, motion.
Second.
And Rodriguez, second. We have brought this back. There was a change in the state law last year. Prior to this change, any member serving on a board who was not receiving compensation could vote on a budget that included money for that organization. That law was changed, we were notified, so Mr. Gangler was on the board of CASA at the time we voted, so we're gonna re-vote. Since that time, he has actually resigned from the CASA board, so he's eligible to vote tonight. So a little change in state law that we missed there, but same budget as presented before, so we can discuss or move forward with roll call, so. Roll call, please.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
No.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
All right, motion carries 6-2. Did I do that math right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, now we will move to standing committee reports and I will hand that to Mr. Gangler for the two budget amendments. Turn your mic on.
Thank you. Can I get a motion for approval of fiscal year 26 budget amendment number one regarding miscellaneous budget document corrections? That's on page 14 there in your packet.
Second.
Motion made by Kokel, second by Rodriguez. So in your packet there, we had a couple of just clerical changes that need to be made. And nothing major.
Any
questions?
Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Motion carries
unanimously. Moving on. To the next item B, I guess, under special committee reports. Can I get a motion for fiscal year 26 budget amendment number two? It's a transfer of $87,020 from contingency to 11-0-21-20-5127-0, salaries for an assistant state's attorney, and that's on page 19.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Chairman Kokol.
So the state's attorney would have liked to add a position that he's going to hire soon, and that's what this addresses here with respect to page 19. You can see the details in there.
Any discussion, questions on that? All right, roll call.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes. Thank you, motion carries.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's all.
All right, thank you, sir. Special committee reports, there's nothing I'm aware of, any liaison reports. No other business. Under chairman's report, I have special recognition. Taylor Cosgrove and Bree, I'm blanking on your last name, Bree, so apologize. If you want to come up and say a few things, and then I can fill in some information on Dr. Schlapp, so.
Yeah, so yesterday, we were informed that Dr. Schlapp, our veterinary administrator, has unfortunately passed away. We are trying to fondly remember the memories that we had with them over the past, well, for me, the last 3 years, but for Bree, in fact, the last 8 years that she worked with him. And for really the last 31 years that he served the county and through our animal control. So just wanted to take a moment to let everybody know that and kind of have to recall a memory of mine really quickly. When I was back at Yorkville High School as a junior, I was in a biomedical science course. And in fact, at the time, Dr. Schlapp had actually been still working at Countryside along with being the shelter admin. And he actually took high school shadows and I guess interns at the time, you could call them. So one of my first memories of being around him was when he showed me how to actually do an enucleation procedure on a dog where we removed an eyeball. And that was what I spent during my time for the biomedical sciences class over there. And little did he know, years later, we would intersect back at animal control. He's been a great mentor the last 3 years, and he was extremely devoted to his work. So we just, again, are going to, he's going to be extremely missed at animal control, that's for sure. Any other memories?
Dr. Schlapp, he definitely meant a lot to me and Taylor over the past few years. And the first time I actually met him was the first time me and Scott Kopel actually took stray dogs to him the first time. And we were getting them looked at Countryside Vet Clinic. And he really has been a great mentor and showing us great and many new things. I really... Sorry,
it's okay. He's really, again, he's really meant a lot to everybody over at the county, and he's done an excellent job in kind of creating a legacy over there. So just wanted to share those kind of stories and take it away.
Thank you. I've got a little bit here. I don't have any details on visitation or anything yet, but that'll be shared throughout the county and through our websites when we know. Dr. Schlapp graduated from the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana College of Veterinary Medicine in 1976 and practiced medicine with his father for 12 years. In 1995, he became the owner of the Countryside Veterinary Clinic in Yorkville. Under his leadership, the Countryside Vet Clinic became a place known not only for medical excellence, but for compassion, and earned the trust and loyalty of pet owners in Yorkville and beyond. Pretty much if you owned a dog or a cat, in the 80s, 90s, anywhere in the area. He was the one that took care of your four-legged family or two-legged family member if they were birds, but he saw everything. And even prior to him, his father, we're looking back in the records, but he helped with the county probably before the administrative vet position even existed. So quite a family legacy. One example of going beyond is in November of 2018, the Animal Control Center had to temporarily close for several months due to staffing challenges. Dr. Schlapp stepped up and accepted stray animals through his vet clinic and for several months housed them there. So he also served as trustee of the Bristol Kennel Fire Protection District and is a member of the Bristol Kennel Fire Protection District Board. So there'll be more information coming. I anticipate something when we do the new building, whether it's the adoption area or something, will be named in his family's honor. So we'll be looking at ways to honor him and all he did for the community. So one of those Citizen of the Year candidates we talked about, but gone from us, so.
Yeah, and he continued to come in and be at the shelter for his weekly, you know, visits for rabies vaccines and exams, you know, really up until he physically couldn't be there. And that was, like I said, just extremely devoted to the county and doing his job over there with the pets. And I know that he likes being around the dogs and cats over there too, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else, thank anybody?
You. No, I mean, he was a great person. We, not only for the county, but just for the citizens here and the people of Kendall County. I've known him for many years and just a super nice guy. His wife was a teacher when I was at the Yorkville schools and just a very pleasant gentleman to talk with.
I knew Dr. Schlapp well. His brother ran the farm, but Dr. Schlapp himself would come out there quite often and make the final decision on anything they really did out there. So I always was in his office over here in Yorkville dealing with him for something through the years, but he was very good. And one of the things I used to enjoy is when I seen him in public, he used to, when we were in the other building on the other end, he used to always sit in my chair during his meetings. So he always kept things going here in the county and interesting, keeping his brother intact. Uncle John, remember those days?
Oh,
Matt?
Yeah. Yes.
Out of curiosity, Schlapp Road, was it named after his family or his dad? You live on Schlapp Road, you tell him.
So you want the short version or the Kendall County inbred?
I want the one that will make me teary-eyed, I guess. Or.
So the first settlers on that road were the Schlapp family. My great-great-grandpa was a Schlapp, Dr. Schlapp was my great-uncle. So we're all related if you go back far enough to Kendall County's history. But Schlapp Road is from the original, I'd have to look up the name of the original Schlapp that settled there.
Oh, wow. And
thanks for asking that, Ruben. I was wondering when that was going to come out here.
Yes.
Wow, very good.
They're all cousins, South of Yorkville.
We're all related. Yeah,
we're all related. I remember when I first came on the board in January of 2021, I got put on the Animal Control Committee, and that's when we had one, right? And mm-hmm. He would show up to all the meetings, and his input was always greatly valued, you know, and I know he's taken a big part in helping you guys for all that long time. And Bree, I'm sorry to hear, because you were probably like his granddaughter type of thing, where we're always taking and teaching you stuff and that sort of thing. But anyway, greatly missed. And many thanks to all his service for the county.
Yeah, and his mentorship went beyond just the role there. I have four relatives that became veterinarians, primarily from interactions with him and his guidance to get them prepped for vet school and into vet school. And I know there's numerous others in the community that he helped guide them, whether it was classes or internships or things to get into vet school, because it's not just grades, it's, you know, active on farms and different things. So he did a lot. I don't think he'll be forgotten anytime soon.
And he was a big U of I fan too, right?
Yeah, I think there's 1,600 people on the season ticket list, and he was number 37. So he'd had tickets for so long that he was about four seats off the floor with his tickets. And multiple times I followed him down 47 on the way home after a game and cringed when I had to pass him. All right, with that, another opportunity for public comment. Questions from the press? no need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
DeBolt and Peterson and Chanley was third, all together there. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Hand it off to Forest Preserve.